This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andrew Bowen in Bonn. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle is traveling to the disputed state of Kosovo on Friday, ending a three-day visit to the Balkans. The visit follows a trip to Serbia, where Westerwelle told President Boris Tadic that Serbia must recognize the independence of its former province if it ever hopes to join the European Union. The International Court of Justice ruled last month that Kosovo's 2008 secession from Serbia was valid under international law, and Germany is one of 69 states that recognize its independence. During the visit, Westerwelle is to meet with the 1,400 German troops stationed in Kosovo as part of the NATO-led KFOR peacekeeping force. The president of Kenya has signed his country's new constitution into law in a gathering in Nairobi on Friday morning. Mwai Kibaki supports the reform, which was passed overwhelmingly in a referendum on August 4th. The new constitution reduces the power of the president and imposes an American-style system of checks and balances. Notable among those present on Friday was Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, who was wanted by the International Criminal Court for genocide in the Darfur region. New York-based Human Rights Watch urged Kenya to arrest Bashir, as it is required to do under the ICC's treaty, but Kenyan officials appear to have refused. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council has condemned a reported incident of mass rape that took place earlier this month in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The council also called for answers on why local peacekeeping forces didn't know the full extent of the situation sooner. Local peacekeepers had received word that rebels from the Mai Mai militia and Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda had occupied a remote town in the eastern Congo. But it wasn't until a week later that reports of rape surfaced. The rebels allegedly raped more than 150 women and children over 4 days during the occupation of the area. Former United States President Jimmy Carter has left North Korea with an American man who was imprisoned in the communist country. North Korean police arrested Ajilan Mali Gomes in January for illegally entering the country, and he was sentenced to 8 years of hard labor. Carter arrived 3 days ago in what U.S. officials said was a private visit on the invitation of the North Korean government. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Flooding and landslides in northeastern Turkey have killed at least 7 people and destroyed several homes, according to government officials and media reports. 7 more people were injured and 4 were missing Friday morning after heavy rains caused rivers to break their banks in the province of Riz on the coast of the Black Sea. Meanwhile, relentless flooding in Pakistan has forced the evacuation of a southern city near the delta of the bloated Indus River. Floods that began a month ago have mostly begun to recede, but levees on the Indus broke late on Thursday, leading more than half of the population of the city of Tata to flee overnight. The UN estimates that as many as 1 million people in the south have left their homes since the middle of the week, and 6 million people nationwide are still displaced. Germany recently announced it would send 2 water treatment plants and a team of experts to the hard-hit Punjab province to provide desperately needed drinking water. Former French President Jacques Chirac has agreed to pay the city of Paris around €500,000 to drop a civil case against him. Chirac faces charges of creating fake jobs for friends and political allies during his time as mayor of Paris. The Parisian City Hall has accepted Chirac's offer and will also take an additional €1.6 million from Chirac's political party, the UMP, to cover the costs of the case in exchange for dropping it. Chirac could still face criminal charges, but by settling the civil case, his chances of beating further charges significantly improve. And in sports, all 3 German teams have advanced to the group stage of the Europa League. Dortmund, Bayer Leverkusen, and Stuttgart all won their soccer matches in the second half of the playoff round. Combined, the 3 teams gave up 3 goals in 6 matches during the 2-legged playoff. For more news and information, why not visit our website at dwworld.de. There you can find podcasts of all your favorite Deutsche Welle programs. I'm Andrew Bowen, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.